Well, it's that time again on a Friday when MLive presents another, and I must say, the 682nd episode of Update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Welcome, Martin.
Thanks,
for the
Caesar.
682nd time.
Thanks, Caesar.
My goodness. A Russian company has swooped on a promising new South African iron-making technology.
Yes, we've had a mountain of magnetite, which is iron-bearing, in the Limpopo province at Phalaborwa. And for decades, we've been trying to find a way to turn this to positive account. And a very small company has come up with a solution by accident. And they've discovered a new iron that I'm calling it. They are going to turn this through a very special technology that they've developed into briquettes, which can be fed for iron making. Mm. And the Russians have been quick to spot the value of this. And Severstal, the Russian steel making company and mining company, they sent technical specialists out here to dissect this and to see how valuable it was, because it's seen as a holy grail of the steel industry searching for this technology. And they've discovered that the South Africans have stumbled upon it and it actually works. So they have immediately bought, they've invested so far up to about 100 million rand into this technology. And the South African company, which is an unknown company, little known company, Iron Mineral Beneficiation Services, will do everything within the South African context, and the Russians will take it abroad. Severstal will take this technology abroad, but they want it to become operational as fast as possible. So they're going to set up a pilot plant. Their partners are the Industrial Development Corporation coming in with them, and also Phalaborwa Mining itself, which is part of the big Rio Tinto group. And they will make use of some of this mountain of waste which we've had. So it'll be both an environmental benefit and also the fact that we are able to get a briquetted product that can produce steel from, you put it into electric arc furnaces. That price is pretty good at the moment.
Brilliant. Well, action has begun finally on the development of a new solar park in Sunny, Upington.
Yeah, Upington has got the sunshine. They say in most days it can produce about 8 kilowatts per square meter. And this has attracted the attention of the Clinton Climate Initiative. And quickly, it's one of the fastest projects I've seen. People are not only talking about it, but they say that the first commercial transactions are likely to take place in the first half of next year, and that they possibly will roll out 150 billion rands worth of solar park here. A lot of people are beginning to ask whether it shouldn't be a solar corridor, because they want to go beyond the park idea and maybe create a corridor between Upington and Dar, which would be about 19,000 hectares of land. We know that where the Department of Energy is looking to site the solar park is pretty close to where Eskom is already wanting to build a solar tower, as they called it. That was a moderate 100 megawatts, and this will be 1,000 megawatts to start with, and going to 5,000 megawatts. So we're talking about something as big as a big coal-fired power station like Medupi or Kusile. This is big stuff. And of course, everybody's working fast on it because it has this advantage of being climate-friendly,
yes,
and you can get funding, and people are coming through already wanting to offer technology. So at the moment, it's technology neutral. We don't know whether it will be the solar tower or the other trough forms of concentrated solar power. That's not important. The big thing is to get energy from the sun, which is in such abundance in Upington.
I understand also that they are not actually restricting in terms of just one technology, that they are actually asking across the spectrum.
Multi-technology.
Whoever is in solar, come into this park.
Exactly.
And it's 150 billion.
150 billion eventually. Obviously, that won't roll out at that level immediately, but this is the vision.
Well, two mining companies have succeeded in turning polluted mine water into drinking water that is being bought by a local municipality.
You know, this is a fantastic story. We've got problems with mine water. People are anxious here in Johannesburg about this acid mine drainage. And you can see with technology, you can turn this to big advantage. Now, two big companies, Anglo Coal and BHP Billiton, have done this. And we've seen them do it in the Witbank area, the Imahlaleni Council. Mm-hmm. And the council is very happy about this because they've been drawing beyond their quota from the Witbank Dam. Because as we know, in the last 50 years, the population of the world may have doubled, but water consumption has quadrupled, because people are getting wealthy, etc. They use more water. And so we have this situation where these two mining companies have polluted the water. But they've got together to put 300 million rand into a reclamation plant, and they've turned that water, when they do the tests, it's more pure than tap water.
Yeah.
So it's even an advantage on what we're used to, and they're able to sell that on to the local authority. So they're saying that in time, this is already at virtual break-even point, it will wash its face in time. It could become a commercial proposition. And Optimum Coal now has also got a similar plant feeding Steve Tshwete municipality in the Mpumalanga area. And they are keen to migrate this ultra-filtration system to other areas, like we've got the problems here of acid mine drainage in Johannesburg.
The costs of this, are they not prohibitive?
Well, you can see that a 300 million rand investment, Anglo Coal and BHP Billiton, is already at break-even point and already starting to say that this will wash its own face. So that is a tremendous turnaround. And Optimum Coal now, I think theirs cost a little bit more, 600 million, and that's 15 million litres of water a day. The other one is 20 million litres of water a day. But we can see that it's a proposition. Strategic, but also commercial.
Martin, thank you very much indeed. That is Martin Creamer, who is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time for the 683rd time here on AM Live.
Thanks very much, Caesar.